Well, congrats going. You mentioned, I remember you mentioned it during the summertime that Shadron State was in the thick of things. So I'm sure it was kind of a tough decision, but maybe not so tough. Where you kind of wanted to go all along?
Yeah, I think so. We went and visited Shadron and then Black Hills State after Shadron in the summer. And I was kind of having a debate after I visited Black Hills, not really knowing where I wanted to go. But we went again to the Shadron campus earlier this fall to watch a dual cross-country meet, which was actually between Shadron and Black Hills. And just being up by campus again and in the town, I guess I kind of realized it felt kind of like home. So I just suddenly realized I think that was where I had wanted to be the whole time and didn't really know at that point. So
not only athletically, but academically, what they offer, that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
Yeah, so they have a really good rangeland program up there and some really nice new facilities. And just the tuition combined with all of that, even with such a good program, I think that really kind of sealed it off for me.
And doing both cross country and track, was that kind of in the mix all along to do both of them, or did one just come up, or were you planning on doing both of them all the time?
Yeah, so I kind of been planning on doing both. It's really common for college cross country athletes to do both because track is really good cross training for cross country, and the coaches like their cross athletes to do both. So yeah, I'd kind of been thinking all along about doing both track and cross country while I was in college.
But you still have, of course, the track season coming up here, coming off fall cross country. I know it didn't end well for you this year, but you still had a phenomenal senior year, didn't you?
I think it went a lot better than my year last year was, so I was pretty happy with it by the end of the year, even with the way it ended.
Yeah, this was a good girls team as a whole, wasn't it?
Yes, it was a very good team this year, so that was fun to see.
Yeah, you're going to miss high school cross country a little bit, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I still have a hard time registering that I'm done with high school cross, but yeah, I'll miss it.
Yeah. And getting ready for track season, when that time comes around, I know this group has a chance to make some noise this year and really do well.
Yeah, I think we can do a lot of fun things in track, especially with the 4x8 team, because it looks like we might have enough girls to maybe run two teams this year. I don't know. We'll see what coach wants to do. But yeah, I think we have a lot of potential coming up in track this year, so that'll be fun to watch.
You doing a little swimming too?
Yes, I am doing swim this year. It's good cross training for running, so
it keeps you in shape, no question about it. And you're looking to, hey, I pick up some points for the team as well. Why not, huh?
Yeah, mostly I just do it to stay in shape, but it's fun to be on the team, so.
What's your specialty in swim?
I swim distance events, so the race I'm the best at, I'm not great at it, but is the 500. So that's my favorite race in swim. I also swim the 200 meters. And those are kind of the main things I do.
I've talked to Coach Graff about that 500. That's up and back a lot of times, isn't it?
Yeah, so that's 10 laps. I don't know. I don't think it's too bad because you get to kind of zone out while you're doing it. A lot of other people don't like it, but I enjoy the distance events, so.